One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And this legend has outcharted many of our faves.
She has.
Outsold on Pitchfork, charted higher.
Charted higher, outsold on the actual Billboard charts, out acclaimed, out baconed, out hammed,
out flavored,
out snorted. We are, of course, talking about Peppa Pig.
Susie is shaking at this news. She's so excited.
Susie is about to lose a job.
As she should. Susie's a fake friend.
Honestly, yes. She picks up that phone. Mm-hmm. She pretends to care.
She does. She's always filled with backhanded compliments. Did you ever see the Christmas episode?
No, I never watched it.
Oh.
Do you watch Peppa Pig?
No, but I went through the holiday episodes to see if there was anything like meme-worthy.
I'm sure there is.
Because like the Peppa hanging up the phone meme was like, you're welcome. I posted that on Tumblr back in the day. Mm-hmm. But at Christmas, Susie calls and she's like, did you get that gift that you really wanted? And Peppa's like, no. And Susie's like, well, I did. Like, that's literally who she is. So anyway, you're about to be out of a job, Susie. You're about to be turned into a coat.
You're about to be replaced by someone far more, well, actually, I shouldn't get too excited. Shouldn't get too praising right now. Mrs. Leopard, Ms. Leopard to you, is moving into town for the Peppa Pig wedding party special.
Who's getting married?
Oh, the preparations for Mr. Bull and Miss Cow's nuptials. Talk about moo-moos.
Oh,
I will be the wedding singer.
Since
this guest star will be too busy playing Miss Leopard, I guess I will be the entertainment of the evening. So Katy Perry, when she's not locked into a bathroom singing Harley's in Hawaii.
Or promoting DeSoy.
Oh, yeah.
Clacking around in those shoes.
Or taking an octogenarian to court for the second time and maybe killing them.
Allegedly, in our personal opinions. That's
the other part of how she dominated this week. But anyway, Katy Perry has signed on to guest star in a 3-part Peppa Pig special next spring to coincide with the 20th anniversary of the preschool cartoon. In the special, the pop star will voice Mrs. Leopard, a dressmaker who lends a hand with the last-minute preparations for Mr. Bull and Miss Cow's nuptials.
Wow.
And there was a photo, like a first-look photo of Miss Leopard, and she is serving kvant, obviously. Better than... I hope the dresses are better than the shoes. Let's say that.
Yeah. They're not wearing Katy Perry collection on that show.
Miss Leopard Couture. I think she'll outsell, honestly. I think she'll outseem. You know, I'm happy for her. I'm sure Daisy will enjoy this.
Oh, she's going to love it.
Bobby Daisy
will
be tuning in. Pitchfork will be tuning in. since they love Peppa so much.
All our faves are putting their kids like on vocals. I wonder if Daisy will be like Little Miss Leopard's baby leopard.
Probably. Honestly. They're all taking on these projects just so that their little Bobies can see them in a show.
Yeah.
I get it.
Christina with Nintendo Switch.
Yep. Kelly
and Vanity
putting River Rose on the deluxe of Chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King, Beyonce.
Yeah. Blue Ivy literally eating up her mom on stage, stadium tour.
Right. Right.
That's a different episode. That's a dedicated episode. It's like our faves kids eating them up.
Yeah.
At their own craft.
Well, right now we have to deal with Katie, who is joining the Peppa Pig family. And we'll see how that turns out.
I hope it's funny.
I'm sure it will be.
I tease Katie, by the way, because I think it's really funny how she is like super corporate, like, how would you even describe it? Like family friendly now.
Right. Because of ABC and American Idol.
Yeah. Everything is like ABC, Disney, Peppa Pig, shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she's so much funnier. So I hope that there's like something memeable about Miss Leopard.
They'll throw in some inside joke.
Yeah.
Some reference.
Mm-hmm. Something about like the Grammys or like singing.
Not having any or...
Well, she should have won the Grammy for Teenage Dream. I'm sorry, Lady Gaga, but like you did not deserve it that year. Teenage Dream did.
I just heard a little monster actually burn down your home.
Honestly, please do. If it's not the water or like the floods or the smoke fire, it's going to be a little monster.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry, it's a facts or facts.
What was Teenage Dream up against? It was Fame Monster?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. My paws are up.
Anyway.
Oh my God, this household just turned into the Stan Twitter 2011.
Finally, my youth.
Oh, well.
Stay tuned for that, I guess, next spring.
Yeah, and maybe she'll have her new home. Katy Perry, please stop.
I can't.
She has to now also, yes, show up to court. It was confirmed over the weekend.
Oh.
Because the judge said she has to provide testimony about, if you weren't following up on this, Katy...
There they are. They're out to get her.
They're coming for you. It's at your door.
I still have a theory that all of the alarms in the city are like double the volume now because everyone's on headphones, so they have to be louder.
Oh, that's a good theory.
Yeah.
You have to hear it over Addison Rae.
Yeah, literally though.
If you don't know, she's in a court battle with Carl Westcott, the 84-year-old founder of 1-800-Flowers, and also the father-in-law. Right? Of Real Housewives of Dallas star Cameron Westcott?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the battle is because Katie bought the house from him in 2020. He's alleging that he was having mental issues from painkillers he was on and was not of sound mind when he sold the house to her. So they're duking it out.
Yeah, I'm team Katie on this. Sorry.
I am team Gaga on this one.
My hot take is like, you're literally the owner of 1-800-Flowers. 1-800, go buy yourself a new fucking mansion. You could buy a state.
Counterpoint. Is Katie on some sort of sitcom quest to buy homes from very, very old people on the brink of death? And is she hoping that they die mid-purchase? Because this is now, between The Nun and 1-800-Flowers, this is an American Horror Story special in the making. I'm not clear of her intentions, but I am not suggesting that this is a larger plot.
I hope she dresses up as a nun for Halloween. Yeah. If I was Katy Perry, I would be nun Kavant.
And then she'll set it to Miley's Kavnunt. Flowers. She'll play Flowers.
Mm-hmm. And I would just like pose like this on like an Instagram post.
Yeah.
With like a for sale sign behind me. And it would go so viral.
It would.
Anyway, canceled the first 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Well, finally.
Any case, they're not eating pork on this show. Hot ones. You eat spicy or regular or vegan chicken wings. They have offered both, depending on the guest. And this week we had Cardi B on the show. Entertaining. As to be expected.
This is a must watch. I find her very entertaining.
She is. I mean, let's not forget the roots of Love and Hip Hop. She started out personality.
Yeah.
Like,
and her vines.
Her vines from the strip club. Like,
yeah.
A hoe never gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
We forget sometimes.
I don't.
But I don't.
But yeah, Cardi was on Hot Ones, and she does a rant about being fascinated by FDR, which was so random. And she's like fascinated by World War II. And I'm like,
yeah, she was super perched. I wonder what her thoughts are on Oppenheimer, actually. Oppenheimer. Because that's definitely right up her alley. Maybe I missed that. She probably did a live about it.
Yeah.
But she, yeah, she went off about Eleanor and FDR, and she just sincerely loves that era. I remember that era in school, learning about it.
Same.
You know, but she started listing off facts. First president, only president elected four times, got us through the New Deal, whatever, all that. She started going off, and you know what?
Put Cardi in the White House. She would get more done than many of these idiots.
Well, that's for sure.
But anyway.
But you know whose power scares me?
Well, Cardi was dipping her chicken in some spicy sauces.
There we go.
Someone else was out there taking a little nibble on seemingly ranch.
God.
To what then took over this week.
This week has lasted 84 years, or should I say 89 years. I lived so many lives throughout this week. I think that you've mostly avoided it.
Mostly avoided what?
The Taylor Swift football era.
No, I've seen all of it.
Okay.
And you want to know why? I was like...
Because you exist. And
yeah.
It's unavoidable.
Well, I'm back now. I'm like back using my phone. But also, I had my wisdom teeth taken out on Tuesday.
Yes, you did.
I am in a lot of pain currently still.
Yes.
But this photo of like the one chicken wing with the ranch... When I tell you my, I was like, I can't have fucking chicken tenders right now. I want chicken tenders and ranch.
Oh, it was a temptation for you.
Ugh, I literally saw it and I was like, taste. There is nothing like a chicken tender with ranch.
I'm a honey mustard girl.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Pure honey mustard.
Pure honey mustard. So if you're unaware or at least don't know the origins of this, a Swiftie named T Swift Eras Tour, an update account, tweeted, Taylor Swift was eating a piece of chicken with ketchup and seemingly ranch. It went super viral. It went everywhere to the point where this Swiftie did an interview with Pop Crave.
Oh.
About the experience.
What experience? Tweeting?
The fact that not only did this go mega viral, the Empire State Building made a reference to it.
Lit up in white and red for the ketchup and ranch.
Heinz announced a new ketchup and seemingly ranch flavor honoring that tweet. Primal Kitchen is selling limited edition seemingly ranch bottles while supplies last. Each bottle comes with two friendship bracelets.
Oh my God.
I think that warranted an interview. So basically the Swiftie said that the picture showed up and everyone was just like, Taylor Swift and fan take photo. And she was like, what can I do to make this go viral and have a little spin on it? So it was a very knowing tweet.
Gotcha.
She knew what she was doing, and it did its magic.
Yeah, it did that.
Yeah.
Literally, the Empire State Building changed its colors for this.
I just love the actual question of when they asked it. They said, what was going through your head when you saw that plate of chicken? And the Swiftie said, by the time I woke up, the seemingly ranch picture was already floating around with all the other videos and pictures. I thought it would be funny to caption it with something completely random in the image instead of Taylor Swift with the fan like everyone else. Did I think it would blow up to this extent? Definitely not. But they also said that they've not been contacted. There's no profiting off of this from Heinz or Primal Kitchen. No one's reached out for a deal.
How is there no profiting off of it? You're selling the bottle.
No, for her, the Swiftie.
Oh.
Like nobody reached out about...
Yet. I could see Taylor sending a gift box.
That's also one of the questions they said. Do you think that Taylor knows? And
yeah. Oh,
they said, I've been thinking about this nonstop for days. I'm scared to know what she thinks about it, even or if she
get
finds
a good
it funny.
Lawyer.
Exactly.
Heinz is gonna
oh,
be
she's been thinking about
next
it
week.
With her lawyer.
Literally.
Knock, knock, knock.
Mm-hmm.
Cease and desist. Yeah. Seemingly ranch.
Hidden Valley is going to be a desert next week. They get that lawsuit. Not sponsored.
God. She definitely knows at this point, though. That's for sure. I'm not really a ranch person. I'm not. Mm-mm. No. Anyway, next. Yeah. This is not salads only. That story is part of a larger story that has encompassed pop culture this week. Engulfed. People are begging for mercy. This is
literally.
This is
just one plop of a ranch on a paper plate.
It really is. One heterosexual football themed plop, which her allyship is questionable at best at this point, to be forcing this much football culture on all of us. In any case, if you didn't know, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, who is hot, he is hot. I will give him that.
Not my type.
Oh, okay. Had for months been talking about he was crushing on Taylor. He went to the Eras tour. He made a friendship bracelet with his number and he was planning to give it to her. But then he found out nobody gets backstage.
It's giving Cher.
He wanted it real bad. He didn't get it, but he's been very public about it. Cut to Sunday, September 24th, because I've written it out so many times at this point. Taylor shows up in the fucking VIP box next to his mother, Donna, and friends and family in the Chiefs outfit, yelling and screaming on the Jumbotron. As it turns out, not only did she show up to the game, she went to his house hours before where the friends and family were gathered, got on a party bus with them, went to the stadium, attended this, left with him in the after party, and drove in the convertible home or whatever. There's a TMZ leaked photo of he's sitting down. She's got her arm around him. So everyone's panicked. New era, new romance. He left the venue wearing a matching set that's called 1989.
So that is I saw yes. that. That is confirmed?
Yes.
Okay. That's a little...
It's insane. This is all insane. More or less where we're at, people have gone psychotic.
As the fan cam.
The fan cam of him looking up. They'll play like Wildest Dreams as he's like staring up at any moment. And they're like, get you a man who looks at you the way he looks at Taylor.
Yeah, and it's like he's watching the replay back.
It's fully the replay.
Yeah.
You are all experiencing psychosis, as that tweet read. It's really astonishing. It's fun at the same time because everyone's like, well, I don't know, but... She's set to appear at the second game. We will sadly not be able to live update on that, which is happening at MetLife over the weekend.
Welcome
on Sunday.
To New York.
Welcome to New York against the Jets, who apparently have been flopping.
Let's go, Jets. F-A-M. Da-da-dun.
Oh, I thought you were spelled something else at first. F-A. Oh.
Does anyone know that bot?
Is that from West
My
Side
Tri-State
Story?
My Tri-State Girlies? Oh. No, it was like from the radio back in the day. Or wait, was it Mets?
Probably Mets.
Whatever, Mets and Jets rhyme. I don't care.
Yes, so basically, Swifties are now football fans. Both sides are telling them that they made the other famous. Like, Swifties are like, oh, how nice that we've made, you know, Travis relevant. And Travis football fans are like, oh, good of you to give Taylor Swift a leg up. It's... playfully.
Part of me is like, enough, like the Taylor Armstrong gift, but at the same time, it was also, I feel like, one of the first mega pop culture moments to take over the straights and the gays.
Yeah, that's an interesting aspect of it, is you go on TikTok and there are literally explainers by straight men for Swifties and gays, mm-hmm. being like, so here's how this works. He stands here and he does that. And that's why he's important. And I did watch a few of them.
Oh, wow.
I've spent my whole life trying to understand football. I get baseball. I get hockey. I get anything else. I can't deal with the fucking downs and the yards. I can't follow it.
Really?
And when they put the line, I get it, where they have to hit.
Yeah.
Just so fucking boring. I don't know. I like baseball a lot more. I get that.
I like tennis.
Tennis, sure. Mm. Wrestling, as you know, we were big on growing up.
Ugh, Queens of Pop.
I just don't fucking
Imagine yeah. Taylor Swift coming out with like the Megatron with like a theme music and like the China's bazooka.
That was basically Reputation.
Yeah. And there ain't a damn thing Vince can do about this.
There ain't a damn thing Scooter can do about this.
Oh my God. And she's got like two ranch packets covering her tits. I would stand.
She like lifts up her masters that are like glued to a belt.
Oh my God.
God. It's entertaining. It's exhausting. And every single tiny, tiny detail is being reported. Who she talked to, what she looked like, every single thing.
I think I'm like on board with all of it.
I am, because I find him hot for no other reason. And I do think it's kind of an interesting high school popular girl, like the cheerleader and the quarterback kind of moment.
Yeah.
Culturally, he does seem to be kind of douchey, but like, that's kind of hot. He had his own reality show to find a girlfriend.
It didn't work out.
Yeah. Called Catching Kelsey. I don't know. I didn't dig too deep. I was just like, I get it.
I think it's kind of fun to see her let loose.
That
her let loose era.
I did find that enjoyable.
You know what I mean? Because like everything is so serious all the time.
And calculated, and not that this doesn't seem like extremely calculated, but yeah. And then also the Swifties have gone absolutely off their rocker, because they've come up with no less than like 13 to 30 lyrical references that are like crazy coincidences. He's born on her grandmother Marjorie's birthday, who she had the song about. She has a song where she references 87 and 89, and that his number is 87.
I mean, when you have that many albums, you're like,
exactly.
The sun rose, and you're like, oh my God, the sun
literally
was rising.
The sun was rising during the game. Confirmed.
She's literally on the bleachers. Oh my God, she's saying about being on the bleachers.
And in that video for that song, the actor who played the football player was named Travis in the Hannah Montana movie.
I can't.
I'm not even making that up. That's one of the connections. I'm unwell.
Yeah.
I've had to see this.
I mean, I begrudgingly said it a couple episodes back. I was like, I feel like Taylor Swift has reached legend status. And like the fact that your little plop of ranch can take over the world.
It's scary. I mean,
proves that.
They also, when she did post that vote.org, whatever the site is, a few weeks ago, she posted the link. The guy who runs the website had the stats of the signups, and it was insane. So she can impact change in a huge way.
Love to see it.
Yeah. So it is scary, her impact.
We just need her to tweet about sparks flopping. Taylor.
Did you see the tweet that was like somebody put a Tinashe CD in her hand?
Literally, though.
Yes.
Like if I... So... I feel like I always say this, like, if I was so-and-so, like, if I was Katy Perry, I would dress up as a nun for Halloween with a for sale sign. If I was Taylor Swift, I would literally pick the most obscure, like, singles from, like, a vintage, like, album store and just get photographed with them so they would chart.
That's a really good idea.
For absolutely no reason other than the fact that I held the single cover.
I know. Just, like, walking out with a Sneaker Night CD single.
Oh, my God. Did you see the tweet that was, like, something about celebrities, like you recognizing them for the thing they're least famous for.
Mm-hmm.
I almost quote retweeted that and said, like, I called Vanessa Hudgens the girl from Sneaker Night and got dragged on Twitter.
Right.
But yeah.
I mean, that's good. And then a ton of people now are going to know Travis Kelce as Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Oh.
So that's basically the same thing that will enrage the straights. So that's kind of exciting. And the comments are pretty funny. Like the Chiefs, their social team is on it. They went back in the locker room and they had them handing out friendship bracelets, including a Travis. And the comments were like, I'm such a big fan. I learned about you last Sunday.
Hey, home run. Ace.
Well, we'll have to see where this takes us. The other funny thing about all of this is she literally just showed up to one game. It really doesn't mean anything yet. They haven't even said if they've gone on dates. They haven't, nothing. So it is really funny that she could have just shown up for a game or two. And she's like, okay, bye.
Yeah, she's like, I just want a couple drinks and some chicken tenders with ranch.
One tenders.
Little else.
But she's probably seeing the response to this and she's like, oh, okay, this was big. Because this isn't the way that people have been excitable about her boyfriends in the past, but this is quite a lot.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever seen a celebrity go to a game and get this much.
I like can't imagine what it's like to go to this next game now that we've seen what happened. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Like, even when Beyonce went to Wimbledon.
Oh, right.
It was still, like, not.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We'll see.
Seemingly a legend, I guess.
She's going to go until he loses. And then she's like, that's it.
I'm done.
I don't hang with losers. I don't know.
I know. I don't know enough about sports to make a joke there, but...
That's also a lot of pressure on him and also the team and everything because they know the world is extra watching, I guess.
Well, it could make you slay harder, though.
Yeah, they probably feel that.
Because Coco Gauff, shout out to Coco Gauff.
Yes.
I know that this is about like pop music, but US Open winner, future legend.
Yeah.
She said Justin Bieber came to watch.
Yeah,
she's
I saw
like,
that.
I can't lose in front of Justin Bieber. I'm like,
yeah,
yeah.
Never say never. Yeah, that's
champion.
That is true. They seem very mobilized by it.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the Swifties are very positive, so I'm sure it's helpful.
It was like when I met Mariah, I was like, I have to stop shaking. Because like, I'm, you know, I'm like really bad about like physically shaking when
yeah.
I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I cannot shake right now.
Right.
It'd be so embarrassing for me.
Mariah, is Taylor showing up to the game for you?
I pray to every single god that there is out there. Anyway. Well, Heinz jumped on the trend and then Dunkin' Donuts, I saw what you did there.
Yeah.
You started teasing little like friendship beads.
Yes.
Dropping down. And everyone's like, oh my god, Taylor Drake incoming. Turns out it was like a collab with business, like making bracelets that say like coffee time.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Taylor's impact,
yeah, it
but
is,
it's not
yeah.
like directly with Taylor.
Interesting. Smart, because they did get that panic.
They did.
But it wouldn't make sense because they just announced Ice Spice. So it would be like, unless they collabed,
yeah.
but because they do collab, but...
I'm a fake fan. I haven't tried the Ice Spice drink.
I heard that that has an ungodly amount of sugar. Like a
yeah,
very
I saw the
deeply
ingredient list.
Unhealthy. It's like munchkins are in it.
Yeah.
Ground up.
And there's no coffee in it. It's all syrup, water, ice, and munchkins, and then foam.
No, that's a heart attack.
Yeah. But then I said to my girl, I was like, I'm not going to make you make that. Like,
you, like,
I would
munch on it.
I don't know. You sip it, but it's, like, thick.
Yeah.
If they handed me the ingredients, if they let me go in the back, I'd be like, I'll make it.
But I don't know if it's
during rush hour.
Good. I mean, like, I will just take the munchkin.
Yeah, oh, the pumpkin munchkins, not sponsored.
Ooh, I could go for that right now.
Oh, bitch, they're so fucking good at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah.
Not sponsored.
Actually, since we don't have, or maybe we did, but I forgot to put here. Speaking of pumpkin-tasted things, do we have her on here, our queen of autumn, Covington, Caitlin Covington?
No, what did she do now?
Honestly, she is assuming her spot on the throne. She really leaned in this year, and she did a really funny skit for TikTok, including her baby and her hot husband.
Oh, with the PSLs.
The PSL.
That was cute.
Like, I don't think we got the official fall photos yet.
No.
But she did a little guide to how to be a fall, autumn, Christian girl, autumn girly. It was cute.
I like that Pop Crave always, like, reports on, like, her... What do they call it? They don't say voyage. Like, they use, like...
Oh, right.
Her, what's it called? When people, like...
pilgrimage.
Yeah, there's some kind of, like, dramatic word. They're like, she's on her way now for her annual pilgrimage to see the leaves. It's like when people say Mariah's thawing out for Christmas. It's,
yeah.
like, the same impact.
And then she, like, responded to that. She's like, yeah, I just look and see when the leaves are turning, and it's next week, so I'm going.
Yeah, it's
going.
Soon.
Yeah.
For the main girls.
Yeah. But she turned out to be an ally. She donated, I believe, to the trans woman who blew her up in the first place, GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's proven to be LGBT positive and also like in on the joke generally. So
good for her.
We love
someone who truly stands by love thy neighbor like you love thyself.
Exactly.
How about
Hello.
That a Bible verse
How about
for
that?
Some of y'all?
How about that?
If you're rich, you help those who are poor. If you are healthy, you help those that are sick, and you love thy neighbor like you love thyself.
If you chart, you help those who flop.
all the pop girls are like, oh. Ow, it hurts so bad to laugh right now. I just want you to understand, but it's worth it. I needed this laugh.
Oh, God. That reminds me of that tweet also that, did you see, what's the name? Brooklyn for Baby or whatever.
Oh, my God. Always so funny.
Wrote, it was the Tinashe video in the supermarket, wrote, she ordered a Trenta Espresso serve at Motherbucks. And then somebody quote tweeted and said, gay people can never just say they like a song.
It's true.
It's true. Motherbucks. Goodbye. She's mothering. And to that point, the queen of autumn at the end, when the baby was like, love you, mommy. And the husband is like, she goes by mother. That was amazing. Anywho.
It is fall.
It is fall.
Well, Taylor's certainly making a lot of impact, but she's not the only one.
No.
Coming to theaters near you soon.
Get your AMC A-list not sponsored subscription.
Because, although they should at this point.
Yeah, they should, honestly.
Oh my God, imagine if we could. Hello, if there's anyone out there who works for AMC theaters.
Yeah.
And wants to do like a Legends only bundle. I don't know. I'm literally improvising this right now.
Honestly, we would host a screening. That would be so fun.
Oh my God, like two tickets and a popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
As long as you get that collectible, Tumblr.
Oh.
I know Taylor's got one, and maybe this next person might too. This is late breaking news because we're recording later and we actually got to catch this, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Yeah.
Beyonce, Renaissance World Tour, advanced talks with AMC Theaters, very likely about to be official when we go live with this episode, but we're not sure yet. However, Deadline, Variety, Hollywood Reporter, all the usual suspects that have the scoop right before, reported that Beyonce, Team Beyonce, was in talks with potential buyers about a project that is years in the making that involves elements of Renaissance World Tour, Renaissance album visuals, and a documentary about the making of the album and tour all in one as a project. So she's coming. And then a report came out that it's likely going to be December 1st. So that's soon. And we are ready.
I'm so ready.
So ready.
I'm probably going to go like three times.
I don't care what configuration it is. I know we wanted all of the things. We wanted the full concert. We wanted the making of and the visuals. Her vision, I accept it. Whatever we get, it's better than we are the visual baby.
Yeah, literally.
Actually, no. Just give us whatever visual you've got coming up.
I feel like this isn't going to be the only thing that we get from her.
I hope that
we get
even more. I
feel like there'll
be
a theater experience show and then like more.
Yeah.
Like every music video will get dropped or something. Like it's going to be massive.
All I know.
I hope I'm manifesting it.
Is that I have faith in whatever concoction this gets turned into. Somebody referenced Grace Jones' one-man show, which I referenced when we were talking about what the visuals could look like, which is a mixture of music video elements and the live performance. And since she was literally had Grace Jones on this album and Grace was top of mind, I do wonder if she'll pay homage. That would be iconic. That was a groundbreaking production for its time in like 82 or maybe earlier. So it would be really cool to pay tribute to that. But basically, we now have Eras Tour for spooky season, right? October 13th. Because 13, obviously. And then this, tentatively, December 1st. These theaters are going to be loud. They are going to be rowdy. People will be dancing while you're just trying to watch Annabelle.
M3GIN.
M3GIN.
We come to this place to
slay.
Oh my God, I'm so ready. Imagine just like Nicole Kidman there, and she stands up, and she's in the... the titty hugging, like, iconic.
Oh,
one
the
piece.
Exact same commercial, but just in the titty hugging outfit.
So you can take that idea if anyone out there is listening. You
honestly,
integrated marketing folks out there.
Skin,
I know.
Skin that commercial.
Honestly. It's just she's sitting there and she just takes the blazer off and it's the look.
It honestly should be that Nicole should just have different skins, like in a video game. Just the same, just the Eras Tour. She should have the opening outfit on.
Yes.
Eras Tour, she should have the fan and the booby covering look.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Nicole, do that. We don't need a sequel. We need it the same commercial.
Yes.
Different outfits.
Remixed, reimagined, still iconic.
Oh,
make it a. They should have done the Barbie one.
Idea. Oh my God, it's a brilliant
idea. She could
idea.
Be, when M3gen 2 comes out.
Oh my God.
She can literally be sitting there and just M3gen.
In the chair next to her.
Yes. Or just as her.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
It's M3gen in the look.
Brilliant idea.
Come on, everybody. Like, hello.
Get it together, AMC.
Also, speaking of, if you like my creative ideas, I am looking for a job. Thank you. Just want to put that out there. Because, you know,
creative
this
consultant.
Tooth surgery. So I was like, oh, I...
Toothless, not jobless. Well, toothless, none.
Well,
toothless,
this is a job.
Not thoughtless.
I lost my teeth, not my creativity.
Exactly.
There we go.
That's, you know, it knocked even more ideas into your head, honestly.
Oh, God. Anywho,
we're really excited. And this is a cool alternative to the fact that probably things got pretty fucked up at with the whole scheduling of movies and TV with the strikes. So interesting for music to kind of swoop in there in the meantime.
Yeah.
I think the actual theater experience will be fun for the people in there. I do wonder how loud that's going to be for the one directly next to.
Oh, well.
Maybe they will honestly stagger them, like, physically, or the times, so that people are, like, not directly on top of each other.
They should just take over the whole floor.
Yes,
I mean,
honestly,
she sold out a fucking stadium. I think she could sell out Little Miss
that's
AMC
probably true.
Lincoln Center.
Yeah, that's probably true. They'll figure it out.
Oh, I'm so excited. But, like, actually, though, like, what if we tried to do some kind of a low... room
low screening.
Oh my God, if anyone out there can help us make this happen,
anyone runs a movie theater or is the AMC CEO,
yeah,
we will give you a call, or you can call us.
I saw Spice World at the one the theater in Brooklyn that Madonna got kicked out of.
Oh,
the Alamo.
Yeah, which one, to be honest?
Yeah,
it's many.
And it was so fun.
I like a crowd participation movie. That's like Rocky Horror. That's like everyone yelling things at the screen and stuff. That's fun. The mute challenge in a theater. Everybody better shut the fuck up.
I wonder if she'll do. I mean, we'll see.
Oh, they'll definitely show it.
Yeah.
They'll probably like write mute on the screen.
I'm still hoping that my moment that I pitched happens.
Which?
Like how she just is like,
oh, how
on
she,
mute and
oh,
it just goes slow.
It slows.
And you see everyone. I want to cry.
Okay.
Like, it's going to be like the scene in Barbie when the Billy song plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to stretch down to like just an atom size and then it goes super slow.
It's going to mute and then it's she's going to have like a, it's going to raven, like zoom into her head. And mm-hmm. She's like, huh. Never thought about that question.
I wasn't expecting that.
And it'll be like a dedication to the fans.
That could be cool. We didn't mention, I believe they said that the ones they think are taped are the ones from Houston, with Megan appearing twice, and apparently Beyonce doubled the outfits both nights.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
She does like to do the outfit, the jump cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like that's like the bulk of what they were trying to film, but they have other footage from other nights to like intersperse, but... It sounds like they tried to keep it cohesive for those two.
Continuity. Oh my God, continuity. Yes. Well, speaking of Kavant.
Oh, yes.
I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Kavantina.
Kavantina...
is back.
And she is killing it this week.
This week?
Well, all weeks.
Thank you.
She had this editorial moment with Galore and her... Was it makeup artist?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was like a feature.
Yep.
It reminds me of an era, and I can't think of it. Which one it was? I think it was burlesque era.
Oh.
Like, wasn't it like burlesque promo era when she...
Oh, right. It was Etienne Ortega, the beauty... Not to be confused with Jeannie Ortega.
Bob Papoose.
Master and Muse.
Yeah.
Feature. Oh, yeah. These are just really good.
Oh, I know what it's kind of giving me Accelerate. Yeah, it's like in burlesque when she has the gown.
Oh, you mean the when she's sitting down with the gown, yes, in front of the...
It's giving 2010 Exida.
Yes, she's wearing jean jackets. Really, really pretty. And then, that was only the start. We also had an announcement of an announcement like no other. Now, not from her yet, but just rumblings that I guess we're going to become theater gays.
Yeah.
We really Broadway keep getting our asses handed to us when we're like, I'm not going to Broadway. It's like, here's something you want to go see. Here's another. Burlesque, the musical.
A stage adaptation.
I
love that word, by the way.
Adaptation.
Like, it's so chic and so sophisticated.
It really is. It does make it sound really, really chic. And this is.
Adapted for the cinema.
Entertainment Weekly reports that Christina is executive producing a stage musical adaptation of her 2010 musical titled Burlesque the Musical.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
Written and directed by Stephen Anton, and he will also be writing the stage adaptation. It's expected to include the songs that they wrote for the movie, as well as new music by Todrick Hall and Jess Foley. The production is expected to premiere in the UK, but a time frame has not yet been released because it's ahead of its time.
Following in Nicole's footsteps.
Yes, exactly. Representatives did not respond, however, did confirm to EW in an email that the stage musical is happening. Very exciting.
I saw that Broadway World posted about this, and I feel like they wouldn't do that if it was... Like, this reminds me of when the early rumblings of Once Upon a One More Time happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna happen.
It's happening. We just want it to come to Broadway. It sounds like it's gonna hit the West End first, probably.
Oh, my God, let's go.
I'm very down.
I mean, if you go to my Twitter and you, my ex, and you hit the search bar and you type in burlesque.
My ex.
I have been tweeting about this for years.
Literally years. You and I both were in empty theaters that Thanksgiving weekend.
Literally my
poor with my
sister.
Mother. Yes. And I genuinely loved it.
Yeah.
I've made like several first dates watch it. Maybe that's why they're not second dates.
It's perfectly casted. Now, I hear everybody screaming at me, you don't even watch movies. Shut the... Yes, I do. It's so perfectly casted. Christina honestly needs to be in it. Like, she just needs to reprise the role for at least
that is the end goal. Absolutely.
At least a week or 2 weeks.
For sure.
Like, she has to do at least one night and reprise the role.
It could be a real stunt casting kind of moment where obviously it's her, but it could revolve and be a lot of fun ladies over the years.
Oh, like Reba and Kelly Clarkson.
Because I'm seeing it last years in my head. It's going years. Yes, Reba. It could be Cher. Oh, well, Cher's part in it. She's got to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Madonna.
Madonna. Oh my God.
Madonna and Addison Rae. Addison Rae is Allie. Oh my God, I'm fucking shaking.
Oh my God.
Who else? Oh my God. Like, you could just do everyone till the end of time.
Yes, mothers and daughters.
Like, it should be like Wicked, where it's on Broadway for like 500 years.
I think
it
needs
to be. And it's just a rotating cast.
I hope so. This is about to outsell Wicked.
Patti LuPone and Lea Michele.
Ariana's movie, done. Over.
Mariah and
stalled.
Ariana.
Mariah and... Oh my
God. Oh my God. This is genius.
Ariana doing Wagon Wheel with Toosie.
I mean, we need it.
We absolutely need that.
I would just like to say something that I was thinking, and I was going to tweet it, but I was like, this website doesn't deserve this tweet. The fact that in 2023, I'll Do It by Heidi Montag and this announcement of a burlesque adaptation are happening just brings me so much joy that I don't think anyone understands or like feels.
Yes. Well, many of them weren't born yet.
That's true. They're like, oh, I was two in 2010.
No, this brings me right back to college.
Yeah, it's also like if everyone would look back at everything we've been saying and praying and preaching and praying and saying.
It was for true musical lovers.
Yeah.
And we knew that.
That was an experimental record that will surpass time.
Me talking about I'll Do It.
I can't
look at
wait.
The numbers on streaming. They don't lie.
Every inch of this is exciting to me. The idea of her probably sitting at a table staring daggers at these girls auditioning.
Mm-hmm. And then firing all of them and throwing gum at them.
I want the video of the audition process. I want her choreographing and clapping and screaming at them.
Oh my God, I want to be an extra.
Oh my God. Bartender number six.
Literally.
I would.
And
absolutely.
I just hand her the cocktail and she spins around. I want to be up there. I want to do that. That needs that line.
Yes.
If anyone out there in Broadway is listening.
It's a pretty perfectly written movie already, but I understand that they need to throw in a few more songs. We also didn't get like the full versions of those songs anyway from the soundtrack, so they can just have them. Beautiful People. Like, we didn't get...
I can't believe that, like, I saw Express performed live at Liberation Tour.
Right.
And now we'll get to see it on Broadway.
Where it belongs.
It's kind of mind-boggling. Like, the same way I felt about hearing Brightest Morning Star on a fucking Broadway stage. Like, part of me... What is going on?
We are experiencing group psychosis like the Swifties.
Yeah.
It's just where the
Except
fighters
we have taste.
Fighters no. experiencing psychosis as we watch But I Am a Good Girl
what
live
they
on Broadway.
Not experience psychosis. And I say that as a fighter.
God, it's a comfortable place to exist. Exist.
What will be like the final boss battle
of
geriatric millennials having justice?
Oh God.
I honestly think it's Sparks. Like, when Sparks charts, we can finally pack it up.
I suppose, but I don't think she wants that. She didn't give a shit. She would not even care. What would be the final frontier?
She should care. My name is in the album art of that album because I was one of the first people to pre-order it. One of the only people to pre-order it. There's like 50 names in it.
Well, this is extremely exciting news, and we will be perched. We will be front row, orchestra, whatever. What's the closest?
Orchestra.
Yeah, orchestra.
A. Double A.
Double D.
I have a passport.
Probably in double D.
Oh my God, let's do it. Yeah. Well, I also have some tea.
Oh.
Now, all of you, don't quote me on this. Because I don't know if this is like real or not, but a little birdie did slide in my DMs and tell me to get ready for Extina Vegas.
The experience is back?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But they sent me a note and I was like, oh, with the venue.
Now you're so, the paid off insider complicit.
I wish I was paid off.
I know. In a second, I would work for Christina. And then after she threw the first lipstick at me, I would say,
I'd throw it back.
Exactly. Threw the first Nintendo DS at you. That's exciting news.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true, but if it does happen, like...
I wish it was happening sooner. I wanted to go now, but...
Mm, I want to see it in the Sphere. We'll talk about that later. Oh my God. Liberation Tour in the Sphere.
My God.
Burlesque in the Sphere.
Somebody tweeted Confessions Tour in the Sphere. That would have been over. If that was a fucking disco
gigantic
ball.
Fucking disco ball.
Oh no, it's over. Like, I would collapse.
Well, don't quote me on it, but if it does happen, the person in my DMs is right.
Don't worry, you're already going to be quoted.
Fan drops new
Fan
rumor.
Confirms residency. Well, you're no better than... ALTLAB Insider. What is that account that they won't stop fucking putting in the Discord that is wrong 99% of the time?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, stop putting that in the Discord.
You heard him.
Denny?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love her so much. Also, she was like doing a fundraiser for climate change.
Oh, that's right.
And Kesha performed.
Kesha performed.
And she's like, I'm paraphrasing the speech. She was like, I just want to give a shout out to Al Gore. I was like, oh my God, legends only.
God. It was a busy, busy week for Miss X Tina.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, from EXPRESS to ALLURE.
I had to do the math on that one in my head.
Allure magazine has a Billie Eilish feature that is a fucking hollow.
Oh, yes, that's
Kvantoween.
It is a
spread.
Spooky spread. Spiders.
It's so good.
Fire.
A little CGI Black Widow out of her mouth. Elise, if you know, you know. There's like a very small percentage of people who listen to the podcast who get my League of Legends references. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep making them.
This is for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. That was a cool shoot. And she also talked inside the interview about the making of What Was I Made For? And she said they wrote it when they both, Phineas and Billy, were like, what are we even doing? We're creatively tapped. Like, we're over. And then it came to them.
Me you
never
right
know.
Now.
Exactly. You never know. I definition of burnt out, but maybe we'll
turn it into art.
Turn it into art.
I wrote a song the other day about inspired by.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I'll have to work on it. But
okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I have to write. Anyway, this is, we're veering off course. We're veering.
Oh, too personal.
Too personal.
Oh, God. Not that.
No
that
finance,
one listener that hates.
No finance, no personal. What else? Anyway, we're keeping it on this.
Oh, no Chucky. Stop posting Chucky. I'm sorry. The shit is so funny.
I'm sorry, but that feels definitely like probably the creator is coming for you.
Yeah.
Copyright infringement.
The what? Someone sent me one. Oh, my God. I'll show it. I was going to post it on my stories, but I was like, this is inappropriate. And I was going to say me and who. But the one that I found.
I love that you found two Chucky dolls making out too inappropriate for your story.
Anyway, this one, there's like the one I posted of Chucky sitting at the iMac fucking sends me.
We have very different standards for what goes on our stories.
Yeah.
I think I just posted a meme of a guy getting topped, but the guy is replaced with Tension by Kylie.
You last week. God. Baby, what are we holding on to? The headboard. Next.
Padam padam. I think it's time to hit the actual runway for a very unique runway show by Christian Cohen featuring Sam Smith and Furball. This was a moment. I have my suspicions. Did you have your suspicions watching this? I was like, this is too chaotic to be true. Is this for clicks and views?
I don't know.
So basically, if you didn't see it, one of the models, I mean, the outfits were all very over the top, haute couture, avant-garde, and one of them was a giant Furball who couldn't see anything.
It was giving stunt.
It was a pair of legs, basically, strutting down.
My pumpkin munchkin, if it's Slade.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> And Sam Smith is busy performing You Spin Me Right Round, which I love. I mean, I don't like Jay Simpson as a pop star, but Jessica Simpson's You Spin Me Right Round.
Bob.
Her cover. To be clear, I know it's a cover. So Sam is singing, and this furball just goes thwack right into the middle of the stage, flops over. Then they set the furball off, and it starts just like falling into the front row, which is so funny. And then it cuts to it upside down, like over the stage, because it flopped over again. And they finally brought it to its legs as it skedaddled out. I don't know.
Give her a GoPro or something.
Give her something. But I don't know if that was meant to go viral. Now I have my cynical hat on, or like, I don't know. We've all got our sort of like dubious or questionable, like, is this real?
Yeah.
But then again, I was watching a feature with...
We're talking about it though, so maybe they did their job.
Exactly. I was watching this Bella Hadid feature where she talked about that one show where they spray on the outfit and it's a wearable garment.
Oh, slay.
And she found out about it truly like 45 minutes before the show how to do it and what it was. So maybe things really are that chaotic in a fashion show. And it's just like, here, put this thing on.
Yeah, you don't want to give away your secrets.
Yeah, but, you know, I feel bad for the fur ball. I hope she wasn't hurt.
I would wear it.
Definitely. It looked chic.
But... wouldn't be tight, you know? It would fit. Anyway.
Speaking of fashion shows, as you know, every week, as you've pointed out, is Fashion Week.
I said what I said. It's still continuing.
We are in Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, you'll always be known as the girl who continued
fell
fashion
over
week.
In a fur ball in Paris.
Paris.
In Paris. Well, over at the Loewe show, we had mother, high school student, and best friend. Because if you saw that meme.
Guidance counselor,
yeah. Mother Robin came out of hiatus while she was busy having her Bobby to show up looking like, in the meme, it was like my English teacher, me, and my best friend in high school.
Literally.
Next to Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan and Lisa Rinna?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was like a...
she wasn't in the photo, to be clear.
No. Troye posted another photo. It was like the one person I had to get a photo with.
Oh my God.
It was like a carousel. He posted it.
Wow.
A little earlier today.
What a show. But yeah, Robin made a rare cameo. I feel like, I hope that's like a tease that she's starting to...
she's starting...
tiptoe into pop culture again. But, and I know that Charlie is working with Robin or worked with already, so...
I really liked Troye's... it was very like Britney live in Las Vegas.
Me too. Yeah.
Diamond bra, but on a necklace.
Yeah.
And that's all the fashion for this week.
Yeah, there was literally no other fashion at Fashion Week
no.
in Paris. So sorry to Paris. Everyone. I'm so sorry.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for another segment that we have on this podcast here every yep. week.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Fashion Week.
That's true.
It's time for a little... TikTok talk. Shout out to Roz, by the way, because I don't think we talked about... no, we did talk about it on the main. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't talk about it on the main last week. We talked about it in the after show last week, but we met Roz at Kylie.
We sure did.
Yeah.
She did plenty of promo queen. For us on yeah. TikTok.
So shout out to Roz.
Shout out to Roz.
But also, I would like to shout out Kim Hale, who is a dancer. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, and I once posted her on my Instagram story, and I said, oh my God, Dorinda snapped.
Yes, you did.
And she saw it, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm so horrified. Like, I hope she like knows that I'm like not being mean.
And she's also been memed as Jamie Lee Curtis if she slated the Activia commercial.
Yes. Yes. But Kim Hale, her story's actually, do you know her story?
No.
So she's a dancer,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of like gave up on her dream. And then in the pandemic, she started going back to the studio and posting videos and mm-hmm. going into rehearsals and training and sharing the entire process on social media.
Yeah.
And then went crazy viral on like TikTok and Instagram and Reels.
Yeah.
And then she did Broadway Bears and she's been getting all these gigs. And so anyway, she literally eats the girls up too. If you yeah. see her routines, she dances to like Britney, Christina, all the girls. Eats, like, sorry to the girls in the back, but, like, she's eating you the fuck up. So I'm a stan of Kim mm-hmm. Hale.
Yep.
And she just danced with the Robin Anton, legends only.
Mother of the Pussycat Dolls.
Mm-hmm. Litigant. Litigant. Defendant. Defendant Robin Anton. Or, no, is she...
I...
the prosecutor?
I think
no,
she's...
no, not prosecutor.
I think she's defense.
This is our football game.
This is because, okay, so that was in 2020 and it was not that soon. It was after that. Yes, it was Nicole filing against Robin. For those who don't know what we're talking about, this happened in 2022, last year. Nicole hit back at Robin Anton in a cross complaint stemming from a failed reunion alleging breach of contract and fraud.
Get a good lawyer.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I can't. This is the next season of Feud.
I don't think we ever actually talked about this. The conflict stems from a February 2019 agreement between the two that sought to revamp the PCD through a new business venture called PCD Worldwide, which would create a new generation of the girl group. as well as an expansive 45-date reunion tour.
45-date?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we really missed out.
And then Robin first filed her lawsuit against Scherzi, claiming that she reneged on her agreement to participate unless her share of earnings was increased, citing potential financial losses from opportunities she'd have to forego to continue.
What opportunities were we talking about?
The Masked Singer. Lawyers for Robin called Nicole's demands a form of extortion that were materially different.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, anyway. PCD Worldwide, I forgot they were trying to relaunch as a new group, though. Do you remember the rumblings? It was like Chelsea Corca was involved and like they were trying to like train a
new... Do I remember Chelsea Corca? Well, that... Is water wet?
But they were trying to like make PCD 3.0 or whatever.
Yeah.
Damn.
So like an S Club 7?
Right, S Club 8, which did exist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Two members of the Saturdays were in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the more you know.
More you know. But in any case...
Some would argue that there was already another Pussycat Dolls, Fifth Harmony.
And those people should be in jail if they argue that. Oh. Anyway.
What were we talking about?
That Kim Hale was dancing with Robin Anton.
Oh, so excited for her.
Clearly, Kim is Team Anton in that lawsuit.
Robin ate this up too.
Yes.
I wish I could dance. I feel like it's so... Like, do you ever just look at people who are talented and you're like, holy shit.
We're all talented in our own ways.
Well, I know, but like, I think it's like magical.
Specifically dancing. You want to be a dancer.
Like when I see people like dance.
Heidi
I'm like,
Montag
wow.
would say that we're dancers.
That's so true.
I think.
Or like when someone plays a piano, it's the coolest shit in the world to me.
Yeah. I am also in awe of people's talents. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I just...
But you know what I'm not in awe of or envious of?
The settlement that this is going to lead to? No.
Nope. People's phobias. Yes, we need to discuss, and to be fair, never do I normally want to discuss these people, but we are about to discuss the Kardashians for a second.
Yeah, they're back on Hulu or something.
Oh, right.
And in the show, Khloé is like looking through binoculars and it's like, oh my God, there's whales out there. And she's like talking about how she's scared of them. Like they're going to fly out of the ocean or something and like attack her.
But this tweet that came after the series of tweets. This has been a phobia of mine for years. I don't want anything bad to happen to whales. And I know the phobia is totally irrational, but we don't pick our phobias. I low-key have a fear of the ocean, but a whale, I can't even look at. It freaks me out so much. And then somebody wrote, you're so relatable. And she said, oh my God, is that relatable?
No.
I hope so, because I feel like such an idiot, admitting that it freaks me the fuck out. And then somebody wrote, well, they're fucking huge, so it makes total sense. And she wrote, they are ginormous, and we discover new species all the time. Over 80% of our oceans are unchartered. That's fucking...
Did she really spell unchartered?
Yes. She said, that's fucking bananas. We don't even know what's in there.
Oh my God. They're going to throw them in the next season of fucking Below Deck.
Below Deck Kardashians. This is devastating to me. Like, not because I like them or anything, but I couldn't imagine a world in which I would be afraid of Fudgy the Whale.
True.
Imagine looking at that and being scared.
Well, the one they made at your birthday that one year was a little scary.
He was a little wonky.
Fear of the ocean, I get. Like, fear of not knowing what's beneath you.
I get it. I get it for other people. Obviously, I'm a big shark stan, big ocean stan, but I understand that you can't see anything down there.
Yeah. Or if you get stuck in the ocean.
There's that megalophobia or whatever. Like, the fear of, like, statues or figures in the ocean is very scary when you... Or objects in the ocean. Because they look real scary. But whales, I don't know. Anybody can have any phobia.
Do you have a phobia?
I don't like heights for sure. When I watch those TikTok videos of those idiots who do the free, what's it called when you like hop from skyscraper to skyscraper being an idiot without a...
I don't know, like jumping?
Yeah. I feel it come up through my legs, that like tingly feeling.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me enough to parachute.
Oh, like the dome thing in Yosemite. I've been on like a national park kick.
Oh.
And I learned about the dome thing where you like, don't Google it if you're scared of heights. It's going to freak you out.
It's not like I can't look at it, but I'm just like, I cannot wrap my mind around people paying to jump out of planes. It is shocking to me.
It's the thrill, I guess. I wouldn't do it.
I get thrills in a lot of different ways and they don't involve that.
Yeah. I climbed some pretty high rock mountains in Maine and I felt a little bit of the fear, but I faced it.
When you get really close up to the edge of like a tall building or something, like I'm just like,
I powered through.
Yeah. I think that's as far as a phobia, and I don't like spiders, but I don't know. That's just like a gay thing.
That's normal.
Yeah. It's also not like a shaking and crying phobia.
Yeah. I had fears of animals that were bigger than me for a hot minute.
Okay. Like bears.
Yeah. Like cows or like horse.
Cows.
Horses scare me. They but I don't know if it's a phobia, but like when...
More like being cautious.
Yeah, like when they're on the sidewalk, I will definitely like cut the edges like close as I can to get away from it because I think it's going to bite me or kick me.
Okay.
And then I'll die.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's really a valid phobia.
I just feel like with whales, like we don't really see them. Killer whales are aggressive, but just regular old whales, they're just... flopping around.
Yeah, eating the plankton.
Singing. Their vocals. They travel. They're vocalists. They should go electronic.
Well, actually, now that you say it, Nora and Pure samples whales a lot.
That's great. Like, they are vocalists.
And you just say like, it's really pretty.
Well, I won't judge her phobia because truly she is right, at least that phobias are irrational. It could be anything for any reason. Remember like Maury or Jerry Springer, like those shows where they'd be like irrational fear cotton balls and they'd come out with a giant thing of cotton balls and chase them around backstage. That was rude. That was nasty. Nasty work. Yeah. Let us know if you have any irrational fears.
Or rational.
Yeah. I feel like heights is not a weird thing.
No, because you can fall.
Exactly. Or like getting kicked by a horse is not a weird thing. But it's more like, yeah, I'm fascinated by people who are scared of cotton balls. That is that's interesting to me.
Well, because usually it's triggered by something from like your childhood.
A trauma.
So like for me, I got tackled by like this gigantic golden retriever.
Oh, well, that would do it.
When I was a kid.
That would do it, definitely.
So now any animal that's bigger than me, unless you're like a stocky top, I'm scared of you. but literally any animal
hashtag stocky top
that could kill me, I'm scared of.
Okay.
Except a whale, you could like maneuver around it. Like a whale's not gonna like kick you.
They just don't want to eat people and they
no.
Yeah. I mean like I guess in some
and they're slow.
Yeah. And they can't really lay on you.
Yeah, you swim up on their back and hold their fin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's majestic. Anyway.
I've thought of every escape plan for pretty much every animal. That's what I'm getting at.
I also think snakes are cute. I'm not trying to get near the venomous ones, though.
No.
Like, yeah. And I think the rats are cute. The rats have had a week this week.
Oh, they're, like, probably dead.
Bubonic plague. We're about to have, like, some shit in this city.
Rat!
Yeah, they...
That rat czar.
Maybe that was their plan, because I don't think they survived.
Oh, is that your conspiracy theory?
This week, yeah.
Mother Nature.
Affected Mother Nature. The rat czar paid off Mother Nature to drown the rats. Cause
I hope everyone's doing okay, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
That was actually like really bad.
Insane. The videos of the bus.
Brooklyn
got it.
Yeah, got it really bad.
But it was not a good day for our rats. Good week, really.
No. I can't swim. I can't swim.
Hopefully they got
Debbie, get the life raft. Debbie, get the life raft.
It reminds
Sally.
Me of Fievel.
It's literally their Titanic.
And you've got Germanotta calling them, being like, you can't miss your shift at Joanne's. I don't care if it's raining.
Literally Joanne's Titanic.
Yeah. Stephanie singing My Heart Will Go On.
Oh my god. I thought the old lady sang Hold My Hand at the end. drops an unsold copy of Bionic.
The old lady threw the Chromatica Oreo at the end. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so stupid.
So stupid.
We hope everyone is safe.
We do.
Climate disasters. We're not making light of it.
Rough week for animals, as always. Although, in our next subject, it is a victorious week for the bees.
Oh, she's back.
Texas Bee Works, the queen of bees, not to be confused with Beyonce.
No.
The delightful TikTok lady who doesn't wear any protective gear when handling the bees is back, buzzing.
She's one with nature.
But once again, she had a queen with her. She added it to the hive.
I find her voiceovers to be very like soothing.
Yes.
But also funny.
Exactly.
Because she'll be like, and then I searched for the bee and I didn't see one. So I had an extra one on me. And it's like casually just walking around with a queen bee in your purse.
Another day of saving the bees. I know. She does have a queen casually in her purse at all times.
I will say, though, I was out in nature last week, and I was less scared of the bees.
Me too.
Because of Texas Bee Works lady.
I am less scared of bees because of all of the bee creators that I watch. Because I watch her, it gives me more of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're not wearing stuff either. It really does seem to be that they just want to be buzzing around, and it's not as scary as wasps.
Like, right.
You know, it's different.
And as long as you're not, like, invading their home, they're just,
chilling.
Because we were up on this, like, one cliff, and there was all these, like, natural wildflowers.
Yes.
And there was these huge monarch butterflies.
Mm.
But there was all these bees.
Yeah.
But there was, like, five different kinds of them. And we just stood, like, in front of the flower. And I was like, whoa, look at that one.
Right.
And they ignored us.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, look at that.
They're so important. We love the bees. And we love Texas Bee Works.
Not sponsored.
No, but I would love to be sponsored by Big Bee.
But we know who to call if we ever have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we joked in the live chat this week, which, by the way, shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legendsonly, where you can support the pod directly. If you are a listener and you want to support us and support the pod and keep it going, we have two tiers. We have a legend tier and an icon tier where you can get access to bonus episodes. And if you are an icon, we do a monthly live chat every month live.
Where we chat.
And we joked this week that there was no new music, but there's actually a lot. So
the joke is on us.
Well, isn't it always?
It sure is. Insert clown music.
Oh.
Yes, there's new music coming. There's new music out, but there's things to enjoy. First of all, shout out to the Chapel Rowan album, which I am diving deeper into now. It really is excellent. But there's a release that took me way back that is coming. A band called Evanescence. Well, if you asked me in middle school, Evanescence, as I pronounced it, is re-releasing their 20th. They're re-releasing their album Fallen with a 20th anniversary version, including a remastered Bring Me to Life and the demo. I'll go on record. My Immortal is
so good.
One of my favorite songs of all time. I don't care if there's any sort of I don't even know what it is about Evanescence that like it had that sort of reputation for being cheesy or corny or something.
Who said that? Really?
Yes, I remember there was that.
Maybe it was because like the popular girlies were like haters on the emo kids.
I think so. I think I'm experiencing that trauma still.
Because I feel like this song for like the band geeks and like the theater kids and like my world in high school, this was like top tier.
Yeah. Bring Me to Life is essential. It's like a incredible choice for karaoke song always, and I loved hearing this demo, very electronic and guitar-y, and I'm excited to buy the vinyl of this. I think it's like a splatter vinyl, but yeah, My Immortal, Going Under, that whole album, fall of 2003, it just hit.
What a time.
That album really brings me back. So shout out to Evanescence and Amy Lee, a vocalist. And
not to be confused with Abby Lee.
Not to be confused with Abby Lee. Very different. Speaking of that time period, we also have a new album out by Fifi Dobson, Take Me Away. The new album is called Emotion Sickness. She had been teasing this for a while now, and it actually fits in perfectly with this current Olivia Rodrigo, Demi revamped, like, I'm a rock girl, I like to rock out. And it sounds like she's thoroughly in her rock bag. I'm really enjoying it for her. It's fast and furious. It's a short album, but love that she's even got a new album out, keeping this going. I mean, I'm a Ghost stan through and through. Fifi's Ghost is like my favorite.
Bob. There's also an album out by Les Youth. It is called About Us.
Lovely.
This is like very much my speed right now. There's a lot of emotion. It's not like full club banger, but it's like, it's a vibe. If you get that vibe, I think you guys know, but like, yeah.
I love everything they do, actually. All it's the singles so that they put out. Yeah.
All of it's so good. Mm-hmm. I regret not entering their remix contest a few months back, but next one.
Next one.
Because this is like very my speed. It reminds me of like Cascade from like Strobe Light Seduction era. Ugh. Like that kind of like emotional, trance-inspired dance.
What an era.
Slay. Also, want to shout out an artist that we've talked about on here before, mm-hmm. Hemlock Springs. Her EP is out. Although I feel like this could technically be called an album compared to the time length that I've seen from some of the girls. This is
what
very
is
much
an album anymore.
Yeah. I think she's calling it an EP, but it's called Going, Going, Gone. And I love it. It's so weird. And I say that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But the standouts for me, I mean, we've talked about the singles like Girlfriend, Give Me All Your Love, Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like Heaven and POS, Bop.
Yeah. Very cool. She's like shades of Kate Bush, shades of
Marina,
Imogen. You know, it's very bedroom pop, like, you know, comping your own vocals and all that cool stuff. She's very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of intricate details in the production, like weird little like vocal runs that you'll hear. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, it's very, it's cool.
It's cool.
And she's weird, and I like weird.
Exactly. Well, there's also some standalone bops that came out, including a new offering from the honestly tried and true Jax Jones, who honestly, he just always kills it. This one's a feature from Ina Rolston, who, legend, I mean, wrote so many of the Saturdays songs. He About to Lose Me for Britney. Just, she's written so much, actually. And she was on that huge How Deep Is Your Love with Calvin.
Bop. Classic.
Classic. So she's on this one called Won't Forget You. And it's unforgettable. it's just a bop. I mean, Jax Jones, like,
never misses.
He did, like,
DOD is also on this track.
Oh, yes.
Who has been slaying.
He did the Ray songs. He's done MNEK. I always love a Jax Jones banger. And next, we have a new boy band. Good luck to them.
We do. I placed an order for the Jonas Brothers on Wish, and it just arrived. The NSYNC Trolls song featuring Justin Timberlake, which is giving me Nicole Scherzinger vibes.
Yeah, so there's this, fans quickly notice, it's not like the cover art says it, but the
listed in the artist.
The listed artist is NSYNC and Justin Timberlake, which in this new era, I get, because it should show up on his page, probably. Like, that's how they probably want max exposure, by having it show up on his Spotify profile too, because it wouldn't otherwise. But it was still giving.
JC has singles too, though.
He sure does. All Day I Dream About Sex. It was still giving Jai Ho.
Melody. Lance Bass is going to come out Lance and be like,
you know, I'm not featured.
Yeah. What are our thoughts?
I think it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Where it's sort of like,
yeah, it's like B-side Jonas Brothers.
Well, what's that song, Can't Stop the Feeling, right?
Or it's
just like, it's completely fine. It sounds like a Trolls song.
Yeah, it sounds like a kids movie.
Yeah.
Upbeat.
However, I do feel like the other boys got turned down. like vocally. Like I barely hear anybody else. And maybe I was like, maybe that's always been the case and I've never really cared about who's singing on an NSYNC song, but I felt like it was like heavily Justin.
Yeah.
Which
in hindsight, I think it's always been that way.
Yeah. But it did feel very much like I'm not hearing any new voices that that would maybe be exciting, like to hear other people's voices. Just kind of felt like his song.
Yeah.
It's probably mostly him. And
I just think it's so clown to have this beer come back.
Well, do you want my actual theory?
This is
a controversial. I think so he's got a Netflix movie out now called Reptile, I think. He's got this NSYNC moment. I personally feel I could be totally off on this. This is just my theory. I'm pretty sure that this Britney book will go in on Justin. And I feel like he's trying to get nostalgia points while he can.
Oh.
In advance. I don't know at all.
That's an interesting theory.
I truly don't know, but I do feel like...
Like getting people on his side to be like, oh, this is so cute. My kids love your trolls thing.
Yes. And I don't think it's like the only reason he's doing it, but I do think it's interesting timing because I feel like of the many stories that are about to be told in that era is going to be revisited. So it's just interesting to drum up nostalgia right now. I don't know. That's just, it's one thing that was lingering in my mind. I'm like, oh, maybe this is like a lot of public favor right now.
But is it achieving that? Maybe it is. I feel like I'm in a bubble though, because I'm not an NSYNC stan.
I don't know. I think people are generally happy that NSYNC is back. It was just an interesting thing that I thought of timing wise. I'm like, oh, surely this won't, whatever. Because at least we know from like Chaotic that she went in on him then. I would assume, maybe it won't be the case in the book, but I was just like, I think a dragging is about to occur again.
I don't know though.
Maybe not.
I feel like the Justice for Janet campaign was like enough to kind of do him in with most people.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're right. I don't really.
And the documentaries.
I'm not expecting Britney to really go in on him.
Right.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
So I'm not expecting details, but I don't know.
That was just one of my theories. I do think it's interesting timing to like band together the boys right now and remind people of the good old days. And it is weird to do it like with a Trolls movie. Although those things make a ton of money.
Yeah, and it's fitting because like people have kids. And
I feel like he's like an executive producer.
Yeah.
So like, I think this makes him a lot of money.
This is like Katy Perry doing Peppa Pig. Like it's...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like all the stars doing character VO.
Right. Well, who knows? But in any case, he is igniting this nostalgia spark and doing, you know, the Nelly Timbaland song too. It's like actually hitting at every single like nostalgic point. I mean, I'm assuming he's either prepping an album of his own or maybe doing this reunion tour, but it does feel like he hit the button on like, okay, activate nostalgia.
No one else could be in the works.
Residency.
Oh, won't be going to that. isn't it 20 years of
Pussified
Future Sex Love Sounds?
No, that was 2006, 2007.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but Justified was 2002 yes. or 3. So
maybe getting in the music sphere.
Yeah.
To like,
I just feel like this is the first time, and maybe because I never paid that much attention for a while, that he really, really has been driving nostalgia home. Like,
well, when that's all you've got, sorry.
So I don't know. Again, I was never really an NSYNC boy to begin with. Like, this is all kind of missing me.
Watch, he's gonna do a track with like John Summit and Dom Dalla,
and I'm gonna fucking shake and cry.
Be like my number one.
I had time for Future Sex Love Sounds. I thought that was a fantastic album.
That album is fucking
what
phenomenal.
Goes around comes around is like having a moment on TikTok. A lot of people are like praising the outro of that song, which is phenomenal.
I went to that tour. It was so, well, I mean, Timbaland played.
Yeah.
Like he opened, epic.
Yeah. I think that's a phenomenal album for sure. And to a lesser degree, some of the 2020 experience was good, but interesting time.
Fun.
I know there are some NSYNC fans out there. I just think Backstreet has the discography that goes the distance and the call, most importantly.
And the vocals.
And the vocals.
And Howie. So.
Joey is looking very father. He's looking very dad. Lance is like living that he finally gets to be a pop star again. I know that. And JC.
They would be a fun Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like BSB versus NSYNC would be. It would be. Fun.
Yeah.
I'll give credit where credit is due. I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill you too. Did you see Carson Daly posted that clip on his Instagram Reels or something?
Oh, that's amazing, actually. I mean, I don't dislike them at all. I was watching Lance do the bracket challenge, and I think Chris, too, Kirkpatrick, they did the like best NSYNC song, and they were like matching them up, and I was like, damn, I really don't even know half of these that well. I know Digital Get Down.
A bop.
Yeah.
It's not that serious.
Oh, it's very serious. I'm going to kill her.
I'm her. I wonder where that girl is who swung on me at the concert. What's she up to?
She's like in Justin's mentions right now.
She's like listening. She's like, I'm going to get you again.
She is.
Anyway.
She's buying that Troll soundtrack.
Glad someone is.
But no, the song itself, inoffensive. I can't say it's bad. It's not.
No, it's... Like, if the Jonas Brothers sang it, I would be bopping to it. Like,
they're currently in jail.
Oh, God. It just keeps getting worse.
Poor Nick and Kevin.
They're probably fine.
They're probably like, you fucked it up for
Kevin's us. Happy to be there, okay?
Kevin is happy to be there.
Playing his little guitar. Anyway.
Anyway. And finally.
My Stephanie Jeromato.
Speaking of rock girls, we got a legendary pairing. The Rolling Stones are back with a new album, and they released a 7-minute epic called Sweet Sounds of Heaven featuring Miss Lady Gaga.
You know how I love working with legends.
She loves checking those boxes off, icons and legends.
Icons like your grandmother, your school teacher, your neighbor.
The Rolling Stones.
Your grandmother, Mick Jagger. Honestly. Now, I've never been a Rolling Stones girly necessarily. However, I really like how Gaga sounds on this in her parts. When she really wails and lets loose, there are parts of her vocals that I don't think I've ever heard her sound like, where she's just, it's very soulful, very wailing.
Did you say wail?
Wail.
Wail?
Chloe. Don't listen. I think it's cool to hear her very raw. It's clearly a sort of in the studio, playing live vibe. It's very unprocessed compared to like a pop record that she does. And it's cool to hear her vocals sound like that. And it's a reminder that she can wail and she's very versatile. She's a singer. I appreciate when she shows us different textures.
Mm-hmm. I understand that this is part of the creative process and she needs to get this out of her system.
I also feel that this is part of, you know, she's doing Joker. She's kind of crazy.
Hold my hand.
Hold my hand. She's in a straight era for sure.
Honestly, I was probably way too harsh on Hold My Hand. I like know all the words.
Wow. I can't even say that. So I'm like, I'm down for it.
Yeah.
It's not something I will ever listen to again.
No, me neither.
But I like hearing her sound different. And I know that it means a lot to her. She likes everything.
It is iconic.
It's very iconic. Like, yeah.
I mean, we call it Legends Only. This is like actually Legends Only.
Yeah. So, and that's the first taste of new Stephanie and probably a year or more, because what was the Hold My Hand, maybe?
Yeah, Hold My Hand, which like Encore, Chromatica Ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been a while.
And we may never get it again, so.
That's true. If she stays being an actress, good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
An actress and Nurtec spokeswoman.
That came and went.
Nurtec.
I still see that.
Just
ads.
Like a migraine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that film at AMC?
Where is that? Oh my God. The little monster is watching the Taylor announcement.
Oh my God.
The Beyonce announcement.
Right now.
Oh my God. Awkward. Where is it? I've not even thought about
it. I would like to see it.
I have not even thought about that. Where the hell is it? She claimed she was editing it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm just thinking of the starving monsters now. Clawing for anything. A piece of cheese.
Smoking a cigarette at the bar at Joanne's. Fine. Part of me feels bad, but part of me also doesn't, because I think about when we went to go watch Femme Fatale tour in Times Square to silence. And also the fact that circus tour, nothing filmed.
No. No, we don't.
The editing criminal on the Femme Fatale reference. DVD.
Absolutely criminal.
We never got the Spice Girls reunion tour.
Yeah, there filmed. Are a lot of concerts.
So I am out of sympathy.
Yeah.
The little monsters.
You've run out.
Go tell your fave to start making pop music again.
Uh-huh.
Chromatica 2. Chromatica the re-up.
If anything, I have a theory. If not, I can't even remember if like a little birdie told me this or not. But you know how Alaska did art pop tribute at $3 Bill?
Uh-huh.
They're doing it in LA in November. I think that's announced. And I bet you she'll show up to that one.
I could see her showing up to that.
Because she did something for Born This Way 10, and now it's Art Pop 10. And I think she'll pay tribute again. And that will probably be enough to feed them for a little bit, at least. If she does a fierce Art Pop outfit, or even sings, I feel like that's going to happen. Stay tuned. But in November, I feel like something Gaga is going to happen. She'll do something Art Pop. And maybe at least do something, release the album, vinyl, or whatever.
Justice for Gypsy.
Justice for...
Know what I want from Gaga?
Swine.
Like, you know how much fun Beyonce had on Renaissance Tour?
Yeah.
That's what I want from Gaga. That's what I want Chromatica Ball to be, a ball, not a concrete brick.
I think, not that we enjoy it, I think she has a lot of fun on Jazz and Piano.
Oh, too much fun.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
Sassing the...
I enjoy it.
Sassing the gay couple sitting on stage. Like, she definitely enjoys that. I think she is self-conscious as a pop star when she has to put on the actual Just Dance routine. I feel like that's maybe her most insecure spot. She's so confident as a jazz singer at the piano, but when she has to be pop star, I feel like that's shakiest for her. Yeah, I feel like she's always had this conflicted relationship with it because she can do a lot more musically than like pop music, but she also loves pop music. I think she just enjoys proving herself more with other genres.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I feel like the opening of Chromatica Ball was very like, I'm trapped in this torturous hell of my hits, and I will sing them all in a row really fast.
That's what I felt like listening to Joanne. We all have an album that makes us feel that way.
We do.
Oh. Yeah, I say like, oh, just go be a pop star. Like, it's so easy. Like, I can dance and, like, move. And I can't even fucking walk to Dunkin' Donuts without pain in my foot. So I...
I try and think about what it's like if, like, I actually can relate to it. Like, if, for instance, when I write, like, a big, long thing and nobody reads it, but I do, like, a gallery post of Kim Kardashian's butt and that gets a ton of views... It probably feels like, no, I'm capable of a lot more, but you want my basic shit. You know what I mean? Like, she probably is like, I...
Us asking Gaga to go back to pop music is like people tweeting us to make another episode of Britney podcast.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. Now I just made it relatable.
Yes, exactly. It's like, I want to do more. I don't know. Don't want to just be known for Just Dance. I think that's what the vibe is with her. Which is a shame because you look at somebody like Kylie, who every tour makes the oldies like a different genre or sound and like gives them a new life. I don't feel like Gaga really even, or Britney, like even Onyx Hotel doing Jazzy Baby and Oops, like I don't feel like Gaga even does that much. Like a really big reinvention of the hit.
Yeah, she's Countess Cabaret.
She just like powers through Just Dance in her little concrete hell. But still slay. Because she sounded like she had a horrible time doing Chromatica, too. She was like, blood pop made me do pop music. It forced me to... It's like...
Yeah, they literally just threw... Like, they cranked up the BPM on everything.
Yeah. It sounds like she just... It's not her bag. But her fans just want it to be.
Her best album.
And she seemed truly tortured by it. I don't know. Whatever makes her happy.
Whatever makes you happy. That's my jazz and piano.
That is.
All right, everyone. Well, it's time for our jazz and piano exclusive after show.
Yes.
If you're a Patreon supporter, we do an after show after this show. Every week, every main episode gets an after show.
Yeah.
So the conversation will continue. We're going to be talking about the Sphere, some stuff coming up, Halloween. I don't know. We're just going to keep talking.
Yeah, we're just going to keep talking.
Yeah. I mean, it's all we do anyway.
Yeah, it's just, oh, right.
If you would like to keep listening to the conversation as it continues, head on over there. And if not, we will see you next week.
And until then,
we will
see you
then soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.